Chapter 4 Leonard and I were shooting pool with John at the Laborde Rec Center, which in spite of its name is not for kiddies. It was a place where you could buy beer, shoot some pool, see football games and boxing matches on a huge television, and watch guys scratch their nuts and try and pick up women. And from time to time, guys try to pick up guys and women pick up women. The bartender, Marley, was a bull dyke with a flat top and a body the size and shape of a small sumo wrestler. Or, if you prefer, a 300-pound potato. Fortunately, she didn't dress like a sumo wrestler or a potato. She always wore gray coveralls with the sleeves cut out, so you could see her big biceps and tattoos like, "Mother never loved me, and so what?" Marley owned and ran the place. She was noted for her uneven temperament. I had seen her use a taped axe handle to subdue rowdy customers, and she had a mean left hook, and she didn't mind kneeing a man in the balls either. Saturday nights, the rec center could get pretty rowdy, and so could Marley. Marley always looked as if she were about to break out into a string of obscenities, which, of course, she often did. Stuff like, "Quit fucking up that pool cue, you limp dick cocksucker!" and, "Do that again, motherfucker, gonna wake up peeing through a tube!" She had a girlfriend who looked like a Vogue model. Leonard and I were the lousiest pool players ever produced. We were playing colored and stripes. I was stripes, Leonard was colored. He thought that was funny. I took a shot and knocked my last striped ball in the hole, eased around to shoot in the black one. Leonard had two colored balls left, red and green, and neither in a good position. I grinned at Leonard as I lined up the shot, an easy one. I boosted the ball with the stick. It went in the hole. I said, "That's another 10 cents you owe me." "Damn," Leonard said. "What is that now, 40 cents?
50.
"You're not counting the first game, are you?"
"Why not?"
"That was a warm-up game."
"You didn't say anything about a warm-up game." "Did he say anything about a warm-up game, John?"
John shook his head, said, "And you owe me all the games I beat you, Leonard. Don't try and weasel." "I'm not weaseling."
"I call it weaseling, Hap."
"Weaseling." "I just think you ought to have least one warm-up game," Leonard said.
"John, we do that. Does that mean I don't owe you first time you beat me?" I said.